Strong Yeti, brought to you by Gender 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign. Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Cool. Thanks, said hypochondriacs. So everything? So the list is everything.
Yeah. Most of the horrifying things you can get in life have so many symptoms, possible symptoms, that if you were of that bent, you could always think you've got cancer or a heart attack or COVID-19 or diphtheria or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Our friend who is recovering from the COVID, and it seems as though she's turning the corner, we hope and pray, but is experiencing kidney pain. Which is, I mean, what this thing does to your internal organs and all is just, oh, so crazy and so nasty if you're one of the very unlucky people to get the severe case.
I don't know personally anybody that's gotten it, which surprises me, although, you know, it speaks to how few people have gotten it in the area I live in right now. I don't know, I think I know one person that's been tested. That surprises me. I would have, if you'd have told me 2 months ago that come May 1st, not only would I not have been tested, I don't even know anybody's been tested. That would have surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought we were all getting tested by now.
Right, right. Well, the numbers are increasing really, really quickly, but I don't know. I hear one expert say, well, the key to reopening, I mean, like pretty Gavin Newsom is pitching this, the key to reopening is testing, 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 and tracking, and more testing. Then I hear experts say that really wouldn't do any good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think.
JetBlue is going to make you wear a mask the entire flight, sitting there in your seat. I'd find that pretty uncomfortable, but...
Yeah, I can deal with it,
I suppose.
I've
never flown JetBlue either. Have you?
No. Nope. I was going to fly back and forth to New York, but had to cancel the trip. Because they had a direct flight for a while.
Because of COVID?
Oh, no, it was just personal stuff a couple of years ago. But no, I've never flown them. A couple of business stories for you. And again, it's more questions piled on questions, but the headline is, as states allow businesses to reopen, who is liable when people get sick? Back to attorneys and everybody suing everybody if anything bad ever happens. Even as stay-at-home orders are lifted, some businesses may be hesitant to reopen if faced with the possibility of litigation from employees or customers. The risk of a large adverse court judgment can be especially daunting as consumer demand is likely to be slow to return for many businesses, as polls show that the vast majority of Americans are hesitant to return to their pre-pandemic routines. A team of lawyers from Alston and Byrd LLP, run by Marty Byrd, Sean, it's an Ozarks reference, has created a helpful litigation roundup that includes summaries of new lawsuits around the country and notes that while workplace-related suits, including complaints accusing businesses of exposing workers or customers to COVID-19, are also continuing to increase, with many more likely to follow. So that's just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And then this headline from the WPO, hard-hit restaurants, gyms, and other businesses are battling insurers over the coronavirus, sparking a new Washington lobbying law. The long and short of it is, these business executives have paid premiums for years against business interruption policies that would cover, you know, tornadoes and wars and acts of God and stuff like that. But now the insurance executives are saying they don't cover pandemics. They now face dire financial straits, the businesses do, without the aid that they were believed they were promised. And so all of the giant super heavyweight lobbyists are now battling it out over which way that's going to go in D.C. The echoes and repercussions, who knows what they will be and how long they will last.
I always assume with insurance that whatever happens isn't covered for some reason. It's generally just what I assume.
It's not a terrible assumption.
No, no. No, a tree falling and hitting the roof during a rainstorm doesn't count, so you have to pay for the roof. Okay.
Well, and anybody who's, like, made a claim on their car insurance and been dropped immediately...
Sure.
Thinks, well, okay, some guy hit my bumper. I got $1,500 worth of work I need to get done. I guess I'll just pay it. And it takes the fun out of paying those premiums.
The Oscars are going to allow movies that didn't run in a theater to qualify for the award because some movies are being released not in a theater because there's no point. There are no theaters open, which leads us to, we mentioned this story yesterday, we watched the movie Trolls World Tour over the weekend. It was the follow-up to the smash hit Trolls movie starring Justin Timberlake. And my kids really liked it. But we rented it at home. This movie was supposed to be a giant release in the theaters, one of those gazillion-dollar kids movies that include toys and Happy Meals and all that sort of stuff, you know.
Help me picture this thing. Is it like a cartoon? Is it like super fancy Pixar cartoon or
It's a cartoon.
Similar to Pixar animation, kind of your computer-generated things, not hand-drawn animation.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of funny and whatever. So it's a kids' movie, and we watch it, and I paid $20 to rent it. And I generally would never do that, but I thought, geez, it's a brand-new movie. We would go to the theater if the theater was open. We'd spend more than $20. We'll go ahead and rent it here. Well, it turns out that this idea of not putting it in the theaters worked out for the company Universal Pictures because they get 80% of the profits through the rentals and only 50% through the movie theaters.
Hello.
So they've decided that, I don't think we're going to do that in movie theaters anymore. We just don't need to. Well, AMC Theaters, which is the biggest theater chain in America, blasted back yesterday, quickly realizing the ground was shifting beneath their feet. Things that have been the same for 100 years are about to change.
Whoa.
The world's largest cinema chain will no longer play any of Universal Pictures movies in wakes of their comments yesterday.
Now and that's a backlash.
Regarding the on-demand success of Trolls World Tour. Yeah, I'd say that's when you realize the stakes are very high.
Things are
about to change forever. We got to do something quick. We're not going to play your movies ever again. We'll play no Universal movies. So shut up about that whole Trolls thing.
Yeah, that doesn't have a great feel to me, innovation-wise. Old media companies saying, we'll punish you for change.
I think Universal's going to say, all right, well, good luck with your model.
One of my favorite film connoisseurs, a gentleman by the name of Sean Fennessy, tweeted out, anytime you can cut your own legs out with no leverage while mired in debt and battling a company about to launch its own streaming service, you have to do it.
Wow, that's some good sark right there.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm glad that somebody smart said that because that was my thinking. What is your leverage exactly here?
You got none.
I think you misunderstood my premise. My premise is I don't need you.
No, what I said was you guys are now irrelevant.
Well, I'll show you.
You're not allowed to show our movies here anymore. I wasn't planning to. That was my statement.
There's another theater a mile away if we decide we want to. So I've got you in the palm of my hand. Okay. All right. Man, that's some good writing. I got to read that guy's stuff, Sean, just because I like his word craft.
He's very good. I like Sean Fennessy quite a bit.
That's straight from the you can't quit, you're fired. You can't fire me, I quit.
Right, exactly. Well, you showed me.
Anytime you can cut your own legs out with no leverage while mired in debt and battling a company about to launch its own streaming service, you got to do it. I see what the play was.
Right. It's bold. Didn't see that coming.
So will you pay premium price for movies that that hit on the rental?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I had the same thought process you did. Judy and I were scrolling through, and I can't remember one of your... One of your Oxer nominees was that I really wanted to see was up there, and I said, $20? $20, that's not what you pay for a rent a movie. And
you pay $3.99, and that's it.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. It's a brand new movie. If we were to go, we'd pay more than that, and we get to watch it a couple of times if we decide to watch it again tomorrow. And bingo, bango, bongo.
And I don't have
out
to put
came
on,
the pin number.
I don't have to put on pants. I have my own drinks and food.
Well, and I got no paper crackling dumbass next to me distracting me because I'm easily distracted. And perhaps there's a cocktail involved.
And the butter on my popcorn is probably related to a dairy product in some way. Unlike the movie theater, where did that butter come from?
Oh, please. Some
it's delicious.
Plant, some plant in Bhopal.
I assume that it's like...
You don't actually want to know the answer to that question.
I think it's something that comes out of the tire-making machine at Goodyear.
Yeah, one guy accidentally fell into the tire machine once, and they rescued him, and he said, thank God, thanks, fellas. Hey, odd thing, though, it tastes like butter in there.
When you make our radial tires, this stuff that leaks out of them tastes like butter.
And Mr. Burns, who runs the plant, said, I smell an opportunity. Sure enough, that's how movie popcorn butter came to be.
Kid. Oh, yeah? Well, you're not allowed to show your movies in our theaters anymore. We weren't going to.
That's what we said.
That was our statement yesterday.
Never again!
I don't think you heard me. We're never allowing you to show a movie in our theater ever again. We're through here. Okay.
Okay. Not even one. Okay.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Movie tradesman.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Ray Carnes, co-founder of RecTech Grills. I'm about to revolutionize the way you grill. Our RecTech Grill uses smart grill technology. You can bake, smoke, sear, grill, even dehydrate, all with the touch of a button. You can control your grill from your phone. How cool is that? Our grill uses 100% real wood, and that's going to give your food amazing flavor. In the past, you had to choose between convenience and flavor. RecTech has bridged that gap. No more messy charcoal, flavorless propane. With RecTech Grill, you're going to cook like a pro right out of the box. It's an absolute game changer. This grill is built like a tank. The minute you grab the handles, you're going to know you made the right choice. People in the know choose RecTech. Do your research. You're going to wind up at RecTech. Go to RecTechGrills.com. That's RecTechGrills.com. You're going to find out what everybody knows, that we are the best, by far and away the most bang for your buck. That's why every customer gets my personal cell phone number. RecTechGrills.com.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-218-9172. That's 800-218-9172. 800-218-9172.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
There's so many interesting stories going on in the world, obviously, besides Corona and the economy, just because, you know, things don't stop happening. They continue to happen. You know, I think that's obviously obvious.
Yeah, less is happening, but yeah, world keeps spinning. I'm reading a little more about this question of liability, by the way, and it's looking like Congress may do something. Mitch McConnell said Monday, the next pandemic, you do so much better, Mitch McConnell, than, the next pandemic coming will be the lawsuit pandemic in the wake of this one. Asking everyone from frontline healthcare professionals to essential small business owners to major employers to adapt in new ways and keep serving, but that a massive tangle of federal and state laws could easily mean their heroic efforts are met with years of endless lawsuits.
I don't see, how would you possibly sue saying, you know, you got the corona at work? How would you nail that down?
That's a good question. Well, I don't know. But as anybody who's defended themselves in a lawsuit knows, that just it's being sued is incredibly expensive and time consuming.
Yeah, I don't know how it'll work out, but it seems like there ought to be some sort of Supreme Court ruling, or I don't know, and I'm not smart enough legally speaking to know how it would work out, but there needs to be some sort of blanket statement. It was all over the place. You could have gotten it anywhere. You don't get to claim you got it at Safeway and sue them.
You know,
because it was all over the place.
Well, right, exactly.
And the Safeway could have done everything right, and a customer walked in and brought it in 15 minutes before you got there, and it's not their fault.
Right, exactly. Although just to merely be by being open, they took on that risk. And now you're screwed, so you're going to sue them. And this could actually yield some decent tort reform, this COVID thing. But to my shock and surprise, Justin Amash, the libertarian who's probably going to be the libertarian candidate for president, he tweeted, the reasonable approach is for states to give businesses more flexibility to determine how to safely operate. I'm fine with them so far, while still subjecting them to ordinary liability. I don't know what Mitch McConnell's proposing, but I do know that potential liability is something businesses should have to consider as they design safe workplaces. So it appears Amash is lining up with the armies of lawyers who exploit this just for their own paychecks? No, Justin, no. What's the matter with you?
So one of the stories I was referencing that's going on in the world while we're paying attention to all this, Russia hasn't stopped trying to influence the world. The various Middle Eastern and African countries didn't stop being hellholes during all this. Do you remember Libya's role in the Arab Spring from about a decade ago? We got involved in that one and played a role in Muammar Gaddafi ending up riding a bayonet down the street, literally.
Well, Hillary and the Obama administration went in to free the Libyan people.
Right, because we got word that Muammar Gaddafi, the evil dictator, and he was an evil dictator, was going to go door-to-door killing people, and we decided we need to step in and stop that from happening. And so we helped the supposed good guys, who turned out to be bad guys, overthrow Gaddafi, and they killed him, but then it's just been a hellhole ever since. Well, Russia has gotten really involved, and now, according to the Washington Examiner, this was reported yesterday, our U.S. Africa Command, the person in charge of U.S. interests for the military in Africa, says Libya is Russian presence in Libya is more dangerous than ISIS at this point.
Hmm.
And Russia is backing rebels to overthrow one side to help out one guy that's trying to take over and be the strong man in Libya who will be basically, you know, working for Russia. And it's a very valuable port and they have a lot of mineral riches and all that sort of stuff.
I was just going to ask, why would Putin get involved in a mess like Libya? But okay, I get it.
So Russia's more dangerous than ISIS in Libya. And
hey, you know, speaking of the world keeps spinning, you got to keep your eye on Russia because with these devastatingly low oil prices, their treasury's got to be looking pretty bad. And they're involved in all these international adventures? They can't sustain that for very long.
So I was looking at the San Francisco school district. This story was made national news a week or so ago, and I don't know how other places are handling it, but they've gone to pass-fail for a lot of classes because it's too difficult to nail down the specifics of grading very easily. I know the way my son's doing it, you kind of either get your homework in or you don't, is kind of the way things are going right now.
Right, and different kids have different resources and the rest of it.
Yeah, which they're overly concerned about, I think, ending up punishing everyone, holding back everybody's education. But anyway, so San Francisco had announced they're just going to give everybody who passes an A. And then there were complaints about, you know, when it comes to getting into various colleges and your grade point average and that whole load of crap. the people complaining, well, that's not fair. You can't just give an A because they passed and I'm competing with that person. And I was going to be second in the class and now they're going to blah, 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 all that.
Right.
Stuff, so.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out and the world will be fine.
Well, I believe we're going to. No, I don't think it is. I think we're going to have an entire generation that signed their name with an X and can't add 2 + 2 because of the race is gone.
Probably eating their own dandruff.
I don't know. You tell me on the text line, 415-295-KFTC, wherever you're doing this, what percentage of normal schooling is getting done, do you think, with your kid? I forget what number I put it on yesterday. I thought it might be 60%, and that's might be as good as you can do.
You know, I got to accuse you of being cold and unfeeling about the resource thing, just because what if a family has 3 kids and they have, like, a computer, a laptop, or 2 even. That'd be crazy.
But not teaching everybody for that is not working.
Oh, no, I wouldn't suggest that.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Attention, this is a very important message to anyone with debt exceeding $10,000. With the worldwide stock markets free-falling, coronavirus being labeled a global pandemic, cities and whole countries in quarantine, and layoffs picking up speed, the last thing you need to worry about is your credit card bills. Due to the recent global events, a special debt relief helpline has been created for anyone with over $10,000 in debt. But you must call us at 800-484-7553. As banks shore up capital bracing for a recession, they are willing to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe, making it a perfect time to eliminate your debt and save your money during these tough economic times. There are no upfront fees, and we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. but you must call us at 800-484-7553. This opportunity won't last long, so call us today at 800-484-7553. You have enough to worry about. Settle your debt and remove that unneeded stress. 800-484-7553. That's 800-484-7553.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime, let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications. They're waterable and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
So for anybody who had forgotten what phony robot Hillary politician Clinton sounds like when she's doing her actual being involved in politics thing, she shared the podcast with Joe Biden yesterday for this.
Welcome, Hillary. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a real pleasure to be here with you. I am thrilled to be part of your campaign to not only endorse you, but to help highlight a lot of the issues that are at stake in this presidential election.
God, she actually sounds like a robot voice of her.
He sounded awfully old and robotic, too.
Thank you, Joe. I am thrilled to be here and discuss the future of people.
And this
who sound
is the party
like,
allegedly of young America?
People, yeah, no kidding. You're the young hip party. I guess you got to get through this last group of oldsters before the young hip people. But nobody who sounds like that is going to get elected president ever again. Those days are just past.
That's
for
amazing.
Better or worse. Nobody who sounds like that is going to get elected president again.
I tell you what, I don't know where Barry Obama's hiding out, but they got to get him out there, but quick.
Oh, yeah.
You got 80-year-old doddering Nancy Pelosi. You got Joe Biden, who, we're hoping Grandpa can hold on till Christmas. And then Hillary the robot Clinton? Seriously?
Thank you, Joe. I am thrilled to be here today and say that. So, speaking of Joe Biden, we've mentioned a couple of times how the seriousness of the claims against him have increased in their heat over the last couple of days, really in like the last 24, 48 hours, which I'm wondering, is it a coincidence that Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton came out in their endorsements of Joe Biden right while this is at its fever pitch? And maybe this ends up being the high mark for this sexual accusation against Joe Biden, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a very high fever pitch.
No, but Jonathan Carl, who is the president of the White House correspondents, he's the ABC White House correspondent, he said just a little bit ago that Joe Biden needs to answer these questions. So I think he was kind of calling out his colleagues in the press, hey, when you get an interview with Joe Biden, you got to ask him about this, all right? It's important. And Michelle Goldberg of the New York Times, who got beaten up a little bit over the weekend, and we pointed out the way she handled the Kavanaugh accusations in her op-ed piece in the New York Times and the way she handled the Joe Biden stuff, yesterday came out with this, and this was after the former neighbor of Joe Biden's accuser, Tara Reid, came forward and said, yeah, she told me about this years ago with his name, exactly what had happened, so I believe it had happened. Michelle Goldberg said, this is the most persuasive corroborating evidence that has come out so far. What a nightmare. So she's taking it more seriously than she had in the past. And David French of the Dispatch wrote this, and I thought it was pretty good. What a nightmare indeed for everyone. Every single side of this story is now living with the consequences of dreadful mistakes. Joe Biden is now confronting the Believe Women movement he helped build. Key media outlets and multiple media figures are now face-to-face with their own post-Kavanaugh double standards. And finally, the GOP is left with an arrow without an arrow in its quiver because of the nominee that they have. So that's where we are with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I feel as dark as he does about it. I grant everything he said is true, but the Kavanaugh thing was fevered insanity. It was people behaving very, very badly. Who was it the other day that called it the nadir, the low point of American journalism? I think that's about right. So I think there's plenty of embarrassment to go around, but it might be a return to sanity. You're just not going to be able to get that witch-hunty fervor whipped up again.
Well, this is just from the last day, though, that the neighbor came forward by name to the Business Insider and says, look, I hate Trump. I want Biden to be the nominee. But Tara Reid told me this when I was her neighbor way back in the day, mentioned Joe Biden. I didn't even know who he was, and said that he did this with the whole fingers thing. So that's, that doesn't mean it happened, but that's a lot stronger than a number of other cases that have been out there.
Oh, sure, including the Kavanaugh thing. No, I think it will be significant. I just think, A, that anybody who's going to vote for Joe Biden will vote for him anyway because they loathe Trump. And hell, maybe they should. I don't think it'll end up having that much of an effect.
You know, this
it might tamp a little enthusiasm among women voters for Joe. Maybe.
Sean follows the Twitter world of progressive politics more than I do. Is it bubbling up at all? Does anybody seem to be concerned or anything?
I haven't seen it ramp up in the last couple weeks, but I think the concern that was there has been there for a while.
This latest one from the neighbor, her being by name in the Business Insider, because she had been quoted as a neighbor over the last week or so, but now she's out there with her name and everything.
Yeah. I think a lot of people believe the same thing I believe, and I'm not happy about this, but the presidency now has been invested with so much power, the executive branch, way too much power, in my opinion, that if you got a guy who did something even pretty damn loathsome a few decades ago, but his policies for the people of the United States of America and our enormous economy and our military and our role in the world, blah, 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 if that person's policies I believe to be much better for the country, I'm going to vote for him.
I wish it were that true, but I don't even think it is. It doesn't even have to be the policies you generally believe in. They're just on my team.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen that in a number of different ways.
Right.
I've been reading a lot about this lately, and it's pretty fascinating and troubling. And it's got to do with, and it's very complicated also, but the lack of mediating institutions, they call them, that we have at every level, from the family to the church to the, you know, the Rotary Club, and how you feel about your city government and your county government and your state government, all of that is eroded. And so now we put all of it into the presidency, and we didn't used to. And so
right.
You had all these levels in between where your anger would go, or your where you thought, you know, if my life needs to change for the better, here's where I turn to try to affect that.
Right.
All of those have disappeared, or we don't believe in them anymore. And so we put it all on the president, which obviously is insane. The president doesn't control 99% of the things you're concerned about.
Well, and if he did, it'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, it would never work. And using an example of in what other area of life do you not have the ability to have a conversation about a human being? You know, take the CEO of your company. You don't have to be all for the CEO of your company or all against him. You would have discussions with your coworkers. I like when she did that, or I like when he did that. But
right.
You would never say, oh, you liked what he did, so you're a fan of. Nobody would react that
An
way.
An immediate hatred and dislike.
You would take it complete. Or the manager of your baseball team. Or just, you can't come up with another example.
Right.
You can have completely your favorite baseball team. You think the coach, he too often he runs on fourth down, and I think it's a mistake. We should pump. Oh, so you don't like? I mean, we would.
So you just prefer to lose.
So you're anti him and want somebody different.
Yeah.
There's no other realm of human existence where you would do that.
Because that's some good stuff.
It doesn't make any sense. You don't even do that about your own parents. I mean, just nothing but the president.
You got to turn us on to what you're reading, because I love the smell of it. The other thing about mediating institutions that we're losing because we're so not involved in apolitical social groups and bowling leagues and the rest of it like we used to be as a people is that call me Joe Conservative. You've got Larry the Liberal, okay? He lives in your town. You and Larry go to the same church. You both coach in the same little league together, and by God, he's the bass player in your band or whatever. So the fact that he's like a flaming liberal and you're not very high on that, well, you're not going to dislike Larry. My God, he's a good guy. He helps out at church. He seems to really care about the little boys on his baseball team or the little girls on his softball team and you know, half a dozen other things. So yeah, how can you hate a guy like that now that we're just all about politics? And not only that, but, like, mostly presidential politics.
Right.
Yeah, it's just too easy to hate each other.
Yeah,
it's unhealthy.
I had never thought about this stuff. I mean, it's some really thick, thorny political science structuring of society stuff. But all these different mediating institutions that diffuse our anger and our love in so many different ways before it gets to the top. Now there's just nothing between me and the top.
Right.
All my anger or all my love is there. And the feeling, the weird feeling that we have now that didn't used to exist of when the other team has the presidency, I'm out. This person doesn't, this is not my team. I feel like I've been abandoned by this team. I'm going to be miserable until my team gets back into the White House.
Right.
It's crazy. Right.
One reason for that is that the parties have really separated in terms of a lot of policies in a way that they hadn't. I mean, you look at the Republican Democratic parties of 40 years ago, they were pretty similar to each other. But even that's a little complicated by the fact that both parties are going to spend us into oblivion. But so there are legitimate policy differences. But the other thing, again, those mediating institutions is that you can actually do some good in them. You can actually have an effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's ironic that we've abandoned them for just a full on. It's only the president.
Right. Getting into arguments with people about who's president is not the best way to affect your local school system.
Right.
It's just, you know, but that's what we do now.
And for a thousand reasons, including, and you're probably tired of hearing this out of my mouth, but we all get taxed pretty heavily and send just unimaginable amounts of money to D.C. and then beg to get them back. And then beg that those federal dollars are spent away that's not completely idiotic. If that money stays in your town, man, you can show up to those meetings. You can help push how it's spent and how it's not spent. The more local it is, the better it is. You know, unless you have a local Marine Corps, you know, that's probably not as good as the big one.
Mm.
But anyway, you know, the great philosophy of my sort of thinker is if your town can't do it, you band together with other towns and you do it at the county level. And if your county can't really take care of it, well, all the counties get together and you do it at the state level. And it's kind of a last resort to have the federal government involved in it. But I don't, that my thinking is like it's gone the way of the dodo bird.
Yeah, I know.
I ought to just shut up, get on my mule, ride it to work, my job in the mine. Quit bothering people with my claptrap.
Any thoughts on any of that? Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. How do we want to finish? Kind of weak and whimpering, limping out of the room.
Yeah, I pictured like head down, shuffling out.
Muttering.
Shame was involved in my
shame
finish.
Is involved.
Yeah.
Blaming each other.
Certain amount of muttering and hopelessness.
Shame followed by apologies. Hey, I'm sorry about that.
So that's how we'll finish. Stay tuned for that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-5171.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-480-5171.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-480-5171. 1-800-480-5171.
If consistent weekly income, sleeping like a baby during these crazy markets, and only spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. Hi, it's Preston James. You see, the Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. Check out the real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about the Money Press. Even if you've been frustrated and unlucky in the past, let me prove it to you now. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com. Now, you won't find any photos of rented private jets or any talk about day trading penny stocks. Just the real proof. See you at paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Is the flu less dangerous than COVID? Let's look at the death rates. No, it's not. They're similar in prevalence and in death rate. So we are saying that our response now that we know the facts, it's time to get back to work.
The doctor's video was pulled off of YouTube, the largest video hosting site in the world. It wasn't an accident. YouTube admitted doing it. The company cited a violation of, quote, community guidelines, and they did not apologize. Looking back, when all of this is finally over, and it will be, It's likely we'll see this moment, what YouTube just did, as a turning point in the way we live in this country, a sharp break with 250 years of law and custom.
So those doctors from Bakersfield, millions and millions of views on YouTube. Google pulled it off, saying they went against WHO standards, even though they have videos up from the World Health Organization, in which they're clearly lying on behalf of China. I don't know.
Right.
You explain it to me.
But YouTube, Google, went with the WHO as their all-powerful and holy arbiter of truth. That is funny. Do you all not get the internet in Palo Alto and Cupertino? In Silicon Valley, you haven't read that stuff about the WHO in China? That's real. The Washington Post, perhaps you've heard of it. It's unbelievable. Oh, speaking of getting back to work, there was a protest in Raleigh, North Carolina, where some close friends and relatives of mine live. Just give me 4 and 5 back-to-back.
We need to open North Carolina. People are out of work, people are out of money, and we need to get it going.
I can't go where I want. I can't go out to eat. I can't go to my friend's house. Can't go to the park.
In short, you can't go anywhere. So all over the country, pressure building to open things up. Meanwhile, and this is part of it. This is not a but. This is an and. Costco just announced they're going to require face masks for customers at all of their stores, effective May the 4th. All Costco members and guests must wear a mask or face covering that covers the mouth and nose at all times while at Costco.
All right, but why are we starting that May 4th and not a month ago or 2 months ago?
You know, that's a perfectly reasonable question. I think it's part and parcel of opening back up, though, although Costco's been open the whole time.
Yeah. No,
Like 4 to 8 weeks ago, we were being told masks don't do anything.
Yeah, just dumb. There's been so much dumbness. I mean, there's always been dumbness. There always will be dumbness. But there's been some especially dumb dumbness during the COVID crisis.
I think we could all put on masks at the very beginning and eliminated a lot of this economic damage. Wish we had done that.
Yep. Yep. Audi masks, not any masks. Protect other people from your germs because you don't know if you got the damn thing. Oh, boy. I was all excited about this Joe Biden story thing. No, I don't know. I don't know. The New York Times is kind of pissed at the Biden campaign. I find that fairly interesting, in that the Biden campaign's claiming that a New York Times article exonerated Biden from groping and hurting that Tara Reid woman.
What? How would that happen?
Well, the New York Times said we found 3 people who didn't remember anything about it and a couple who did. And the campaign's just quoting the 3 people who didn't remember and saying it exonerated him. And the strategy is obvious that, listen, this has been fully vetted. He's been exonerated. Let's put this behind us. And the New York Times is saying, no.
Final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the squad to wrap up the show. There he is. He presses the buttons. He keeps us on the air. Michelangelo, final thought?
Yeah, I was just doing some reading, and I'm finding out that keeping open a business is often just punished as a misdemeanor. I think you're going to see a lot of businesses opening up against the law, you know?
Yeah, and then especially you get that whole if all of us open at the same time, what are they going to do?
Right. Yep. Positive Sean, our producer. Final thoughts, Sean?
Yeah, shout out to everybody who reached out to me on the Twitter with my what do I do with day-old rice conundrum. Turns out they don't have a way to properly reheat it yet either, but fried rice is a great thing to do with day-old rice that you no longer. So I'm gonna start frying up some rice. It sounds like a blast.
And I love fried rice.
Oh, I do too. It's great.
That's what we're going to do from now on instead of throwing it out.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
My friend, the rice farmer, said, y'all are eating cheap rice. You ought to eat good California rice because it reheats fine.
But
really?
What do I know? Jack, a final thought for us?
It's just a news item, really. Every single member of Utah's population of more than 3 million will have a mask from the state. The state has got a mask for every Utahan initiative. That's interesting.
Well, wow, that is interesting. Final thought.
My other final thought is a pug in North Carolina got coronavirus. It's the first dog to have gotten it, they think, from a human. So now I got to keep an eye on my pug. Put a mask on him.
My final thought is if our pets start spreading this thing around, we're doomed. And you hate to be doomed.
You hate to be doomed. No, that is going to be a problem if the pets are spreading around. What the hell are you going to do?
What if it was them the whole time?
Maybe it was them the whole time.
They're trying to undermine us.
The pets are against us. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks a little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. A lot of great clicks for you all. The podcasts are there. Email us, buy some A&G swag, whatever.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Welcome, Hillary. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a real pleasure.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.